From Tidbits on June 18th, 2012, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. iMovie 11 9.0.6. Apple has released iMovie 11 9.0.6, an update largely devoted to upgrading the video editing app to handle the resolution of the just-released MacBook Pro with Retina display, 2880 by 1800 pixels to be exact. Jeff Carlson notes on Twitter that the size of the app has ballooned from 438 megabytes to over 1.2 gigabytes, though Apple's support page has the download clocking in at 1.0.1 gigabytes. Aside from display enhancements, the update also adds support for Catalan, Croatian, Czech, Greek, Hungarian, Romania, Slovak, Thai, Turkish, and Ukrainian languages. Note that iMovie 9.0.6 now requires macOS 10.7.4 Lion. These changes aren't available to users running 10.6 Snow Leopard. MacBook Air mid-2012 Software Update 1.0. Apple has released MacBook Air mid-2012 Software Update 1.0 for its just-released refreshes of the MacBook Air line. The update promises fixes that improve graphics stability, flash memory performance, and external display support. MacBook Pro mid-2012 Software Update 1.0. A day after unveiling its updated slate of MacBook Pros, Apple released the MacBook Pro mid-2012 Software Update 1.0 for all the new models, covering the 15.4-inch Retina display version as well as both 13 and 15-inch sizes of the non-Retina models. Apple states the update improves graphics stability, external display support, and USB 3.0 device support. MacBook Pro Retina Trackpad Update 1.0. Apple has quickly issued MacBook Pro Retina Trackpad Update 1.0 for its just-released MacBook Pro with Retina display to address an issue that affected the trackpad's responsiveness. The updater will be installed into the Utilities folder within your Applications folder and will launch automatically. Java for OS X Lion 2012.004 and Java for macOS X 10.6 Update 9. Promising improved security, Apple's released two Java updates, Java for OS X Lion 2012.004 and Java for macOS X 10.6 Update 9. Both updates deactivate the Java plugin if no applets have been running for an extended time. However, you can re-enable use of Java by clicking a region labeled Inactive Plugin on a web page. For Lion users, the update automatically disables the plugin if the previous update, Java for OS X Lion 2012.003, was not installed. Both the macOS X 10.7 Lion and 10.6 Snow Leopard releases also update Java SE to version 1.6.0_33, which should protect Macs from untrusted Java applets executing arbitrary code without being given permission, according to Apple's security overview. The updates are available via software update and direct download, and Apple reminds you to quit any web browsers and Java applications before installing either one. iPhoto 11 9.3. Apple has released iPhoto 11 9.3, which brings tighter integration between the consumer photo management app and the more professionally geared Aperture via a new unified library. In line with the latest release of Aperture, you can now share libraries between iPhoto and Aperture, thus sharing images, faces, places, slideshows, and albums. The update also adds support for the AVCHD video format, preserves keywords and titles in exported files with embedded GPS location data, adds flagging capability when in magnify 1-up view, and automatically expands the description field as needed when typing text. It also brings a new export option that enables you to organize exported photos into subfolders by event. Note that iPhoto 9.3 now requires macOS 10.7.4. These changes aren't available to users running 10.6 Snow Leopard. For anyone who may still be upgrading from iPhoto 5 or earlier, Apple also released the iPhoto Library Upgrader tool, which also runs only in Lion. Aperture 3.3. With the release of Aperture 3.3, Apple ties its professional photo organizer and editor more closely with iPhoto 11 via a new unified library. You can now access the same images in both Aperture and iPhoto without having to import and export photos manually, and the two apps share faces, places, slideshows, and albums. iPhoto 3.3 is also optimized for the new MacBook Pro with Retina display. The update also brings a number of new features, including support for AVCHD video, skin tone and natural gray modes added to the white balance tool, an improved highlights and shadows tool, and an auto-enhance button added to the adjustments panel. The user interface has been tweaked, adding a new manual option to customize the sort order in the projects view via drag and drop, displaying Facebook, Flickr, and MobileMe albums as thumbnails when accounts are selected in the source list, and modifying some terminology, original instead of master, and info instead of metadata. Note that Aperture 3.3 now requires macOS 10.7.4. These changes aren't available to users running 10.6 Snow Leopard. iTunes 10.6.3. Apple has released iTunes 10.6.3, a maintenance update that adds compatibility for the imminent public arrival of Apple's next major operating system. It also fixes several issues, including unexpected deletion of apps on a device, as well as playlists created on a device, photos syncing to a device in an unexpected order, and an issue where iTunes became unresponsive when syncing to an original iPad that contained an iBooks textbook. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angston. Thanks for listening.